Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chul and Daf Chavav. We are holding on Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Hei Amud Beis. She was once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Alda Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. What we're going to talk about today, the Mishnah, we're going to finish up the Perek Bli Neder. The Mishnah is to take a little bit of a turn. Up until now, we've been having a series of Mishnahs that Kasher Bezeh, Pasul Bezeh, Kasher Bezeh, Pasul Bezeh. Now we're going to start discussing things that within the same item, there are certain times that it has certain halachos, and then it goes through a transition. The very same item goes through a transition, and therefore has other halachos. So first Mishnah is going to talk about the status of Temed with regard to Meiser Sheni and with regard to Pasaling Mikvaos, as well as the status of partnerships between brothers when they're considered to be a single Tfusas Abayis and when they're considered to be regular Shutafin. The Gemara is going to talk about the differences between Temed that are Hichmitz and Temed that's not Hichmitz. Hichmitz means that it turns into like wine. It actually becomes like wine, and that's what all of Amud Aleph is going to be about the status of Temed. Then the first Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about the father's rights in his daughter at different stages of her development, different stages of her life, what the father is able to do. Then the next Mishnah is going to talk about how young a girl can do mi'un, how old a girl can do chalitza. And then the last Mishnah is going to talk about which transitions of days require tikios, meaning to let people know that it's time to stop doing certain malachos, and which transitions of days require havdalah, that you need to make havdalah from Kodesh to that which is chol or less Kodesh. And at the very end of the parak, we're going to discuss the nuschaos of certain havdalos that are recited. So let us begin. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis at the end of the page. A little bit of background. In Maseches Mikvaos in the 7th parak, the Mishnah tells us that a mikvah needs to have 40 sa'ah of Mei Geshamim to start out, and if before 40 sa'ah of Mei Geshamim going to the mikvah, 3 log of Mayim She'uvin get added to the mikvah before you were ever mashlim the 40 sa'ah, even if you add way more than 40 sa'ah of Mei Geshamim afterwards, the mikvah is going to be pasul. But if 3 lugin of yayin or any other mashke, anything that is not mayim, falls into the mikvah, and then you're mashlim the 40 sa'ah of Mei Geshamim, then it's going to be kosher. The three log only pasuls if it's mayim she'uvin. But if it's some other beverage, it's not going to pasul. It doesn't count toward the mikvah, but it's not going to pasul the mikvah. Now, sometimes what they would do is they would add water to grape sediment, to wine sediment, or the seeds and the peels of the grapes, and then they would strain out the water from the peels and the seeds, and they produced a beverage that looked a lot like wine, and that was called temed. Initially, when you make temed, it would have the color of wine, but it didn't really taste much like wine, and if you leave it long enough, sometimes it goes through a chimutz process where it actually tastes like wine as well. So the Mishnah is going to talk about temed as far as it relates to the mikvah and as far as it relates to Meiser Sheni. HaTemed Achelo Hitzmich Achelo Hichmitz, until the temed, when the temed is not yet Hichmitz, it still has a din like Mayim, so Einu Nikach because of Meiser. You're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy it, because the halacha is that you have to buy food with Meiser Sheni money, but you're not allowed to buy water with Meiser Sheni money. The Pasuk says when it comes to Meiser Sheni, V'nasata HaKasa B'chol Asher Tav V'Nafshcha, Babakar, Ubatzon, Ubayayin, Ubashechar, Ubachal Asher Tishalcha Nafshecha. So the Gemara in Erev and Darshins, that is a klal uprat to klal. V'nasata HaKasav B'chol Asher Tav V'Nafshecha, that's a klal. Babakar, Ubatzon, Ubayayin, Ubashechar, that's a prat. Ubachal Asher Tishalcha Nafshecha, that's a klal. So klal uprat to klal yatodan elekena prat. So just like the prat is a pre, because bakar and tzon come from a mother and grapes come from seeds that are planted in the ground, and it's gidule karka because all the things are nourished from the ground. All these specific items mentioned in the pasuk are nourished from the ground. So too pre gidule karka could be bought with meiser sheni money, but water cannot be bought with meiser sheni money because water is not gidule karka. And therefore it's excluded. So as when the temet has a din of water, the temet may not be purchased with meiser sheni money, and uposel samikvah. When it still has a din of water, it has a din like mayim shuvim that will pasel if three log of it falls in. Before you had 40 sav megeshamim, it's going to pasel the mikvah. The Chaznish writes that that's only if the amount of temet that fell in has three log of mayim aside from the yayin content of it, meaning the temet in the end of the day is some mixture of a large amount of water and some amount of grape flavoring and peels and whatever. So if it has three lug of the mayim aside from the yayin, because we pass like the chacham, we're going to see in today's daf, that the yayin is not mitzarif to the mayim to pass the mikvah, even if it looks like yayin. So he says, the Chaznish says, if you put three lug of mayim into the chartzanim and you strain it out and you find three lug, so that will pass the mikvah, because we assume that we're told that the same three lug that came out are the same three lug that you put in. So that's but Misha Hichmitz, once the Temet has been Hichmitz and it's already become like Yayin, then Nikach Bekesav Meiser, then you're allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to buy it because it has a din like Yayin. Ve'ino posel sa mikvah, and it's not going to posel a mikvah because it's Yayin, it's Sharmashkim, it's not, and Yayin is Mefurish in the Pasuk that it could be bought with Meiser Sheni money, and therefore it doesn't posel a mikvah because we see that it has the status of Yayin. It's not like it's not like mayim. So that's din number one. Second din in the Mishnah relates to the din of machzah shekel, that in order to pay for the kabbalah tzibur, every Jewish person has to give machzah shekel each year, and the matbeah of machzah shekel has to be pristine. It has to be pure. It can't have anything chaser or any impurities in it. How do I know? Because the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe matbeah shel eish, and he said zeh yitnu, as if to say kazeh yitnu, that just like this machzah shekel I'm showing you is pure and is complete, so too you need to give a pure and complete machzah shekel. So we're always concerned that our machzah shekel might be missing some of its value. So in order to make up for whatever it might be missing, we give a little token extra to be extra safe, to make sure that we're doing similar to what Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So if two people give a shekel shalem together, they say, I don't have a machzah, but I have I don't have change. I only have a shekel shalem, so they get together and they give a shekel shalem for the both of them. They need to add two kalbonos. They need to add a kalbon for each of them. But if one guy is giving for his children or for an ani as a matana, then he doesn't have to add a kalbon. Pasha says, because we don't want to discourage people from giving for an ani as a matana. An ani often can't afford it, so we want to make sure that all the machzah shekels are given. And if we make you add another kalbon for an ani, so that's why people might be discouraged from doing so. So when brothers yarshin their father's estate, before they divide up who gets what, so the estate is called the tfusas habayis. So it belongs to the estate. It doesn't belong separately to each of them. But once they divide up the estate, so now it belongs to Reuven and it belongs to Shimon. And even if they later decide to go into partnership with one another, that's like any two people that go into partnership with one another, where it's not the estate anymore. It's each person deciding that this partnership is worthwhile for them. So the Mishnah says, what is the din when you have brothers who are shutafin when it comes to giving the kalbon, as well as when it comes to the din of Meiser Be'ema? Ha'achin ha'shutafin kishachayavin b'kalbon, in a case where they would each be chayiv to give their own kalbon, which would mean in a case where they split the Yerusha, they already divided the Yerusha, but then they decided to become shutafin with one another, so they're like regular partners. So when they give the machzah shekel for themselves, they decide to join together and give a full shekel from their joint bank account, they each have to give a kalbon because they're regular shutafin. But then piturim meiser behema. The halach is that a shutfin or pasur pater from meiser behema, and therefore, since these are real shutfin, they don't have to give meiser behema. The meiser behema, the Torah tells us that you have to take meiser from buck of its own that are born into your flock each year, and they're brought in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara darshens from a pasuk, "Kol peter sheger behema asher yia lecha lecha velo shel shutfus." That a flock that belongs to shutfin is part of my survey. It's gzeres hakasuv. So basically, that we're defining what is a shutf. That when the brothers divided the estate and then joined in back together, they are regular shutfin, and therefore they're each chayiv the kalbon and the machsa shekel, and therefore they're pater from Meiser Behema. But k'shechayavin b'Meiser Behema, if it's still just called the estate, it's just the tfusa sabayis, and they never divided the estate, so then it's considered they're not shutfin, they're considered to be a single unit, and therefore they're going to be chayiv in Meiser Behema. Well then, peturim min kalbon. Well then, they don't have to pay the kalbon, the extra kalbon, when they decide to give a shekel shalim for the two of them. They only pay one kalbon, not two, because it's as if the father is paying for his sons, and when one of the exceptions of the kalbon is when the father is paying for the two sons at once. Okay, so now the Mishnah had said that temed, up until the time that it's machmitz, has a din like mayim, and once it's machmitz, so then it becomes yayin. Mani masnisin, who is the Tana that holds that temed prior to being machmitz is water, and after being machmitz is yayin? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbanan. Tell you who it's not. It doesn't seem to fit the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, nor the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ditanya, because we have a Mishnah, some say it should be Ditanan, because it's a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Maseches Maestros, that hametamed, if someone puts water into grape peels or grape seeds, and he wasn't mafresh maestros from them, v'nasan mayim b'mida, and matzakademi daso, he puts in a certain measure of water, and when he strains it all out, he finds that exact same measure of water, pater. He does not have to take maestros off of that, because even though there's flavor and color from the yayin, but you didn't add anything. There's no actual content added to the water, because it's the same exact share of the water, and therefore there's nothing to be mechayiv in maestros. But Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says you are mechayiv in maestros because it tastes and looks like wine. So since it tastes and looks like wine, it's going to be chayiv in maestros. There is a machlokas rishonim whether Rabbi Yehuda's mechayiv in maestros me'ikra din or as a chumra bi'alma. The Rashbam in Babas with Tafsadi Vav says that he's chayiv maestros only it's only a chumra legabi meiser, but even Rabbi Yehuda is really moda the meikra din. It has a din of mayim lemay nafkamino. What bracha do you say on it? Right, that he would even Rabbi Yehuda would say you say a shahakol on it. It's mayim. It's not yayin. The chiv of meiser is only a chumra. However, Tosos and the Tosei Arash point out, well then the Gemara's kasha in our sugi is difficult, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because after all we could have said that the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda and it's not a kasha at all, because even though legabe meiser Rabbi Yehuda says that as din of yayin, that's only a chumra legabe meiser, but he's not going to be mekel to say that you could use meiser sheni money to buy it and that it's not going to passel a mikvah. So must be that Rabbi Yehuda holds that temed that's matzah kedemi daso is yayin gamur meikar Adin. That's the way those Rishonim understand. So anyway, the Gemara concludes its question. Money, e Rabbanan, if you say our Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan, afal gav de hichmitz, then even though Temet is ready hichmitz, it should not have a din of yayin, it should still have a din of water, because that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah of Maestros, where he says that you have temet, so it sounds like whether it's hichmitz or not hichmitz, that the Rabbanan held it as a din of water. And he, Rabbi Yehuda, afgav de lo hichmitz, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says it has a din of yayin, sounds like it has a din of yayin, whether it's hichmitz or not, because again, the Mishnah in Maestros is not mechalik between hichmitz and lo hichmitz. In our Mishnah, it says ad shelo hichmitz as din of mayim. So our Mishnah follows neither the Rabbanan nor Rabbi Yehuda. There's a discussion in the Rishonim that our Mishnah, from the lashon of the Mishnah Maestros, rather, it sounds like they only disagree when it's nimtza kedemi daso, meaning you put in x amount of water and you pulled out exactly x amount of water. But what if you're matza yoser mikedemi daso? sounds like Rashi points out, even the chamim are going to be moda, then it's yayin. So the Rishonim raised the question, so why doesn't the Gemara just say that our Mishnah follows the chamim, and we're talking about a case where you find a larger amount than the amount that you put in, and that's where we would be mechalik between temet shechmitz and temet shalom hechmitz. The chamim say it's water, and there is no chalik between hechmitz and lo hechmitz. It's just water. That's because you put in X amount and you drew out that same exact amount. But maybe if what you draw out after you strain it is more than the amount of water you put in, maybe then the chacham will say, well, now it depends. Now it depends if hichmitz or lo hichmitz. So the Ramban suggests that the Gemara knew that in a case where you find more than kedem daso, it's yayin gomer lukuli alma, even if it's lo hichmitz. So it's not going to help to be maimed the Mishnah that way. Meaning that for some reason the Gemara assumed that it either is or it isn't. There's no maybe yeah, maybe no. There's no depends if hichmitz or not hichmitz. That the whole mindset of the chachamim in Maestros and Rabbi Yehuda Maestros, since neither of them ever made such a chilik between hichmitz and no hichmitz, so it's either going to be yayin or it's going to be mayim, regardless of hichmitz. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. So trying to give attribution of our Mishnah to figure out whether it follows Rabbi Yehuda or the chachamim Maseches Maestros. That machlokas, that the machlokas that we have in Maseches Maestros is when it was hichmitz. But if it was not a hichmitz, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be molded that it's not going to be called yayin umasnis and Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, that while the chachamim maybe don't distinguish between hichmitz and lo hichmitz, and they're always going to consider it to be water, Rabbi Yehuda is mechalik between hichmitz and lo hichmitz. V'chein amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, b'shehichmitz machlokas. The machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim is only if the temet has actually turned into the flavor of wine, but if it did not turn into the flavor of wine, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that it has a din of water, and therefore it would be putter from taking meiser from. So Rabbi Baravua adds explanation within Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds temet shehichmitz is going to have a din of wine. What if at first it's not hichmitz and then later it is hichmitz? But while it was not hichmitz, you already used meiser sheni money to buy it. Are you ready? So Amram Nachnam Baravua temet. Let's say you had temed that was low hichmitz, it still tasted like water, and use my sheni money to buy it, and then ulubasof hichmitz, and then that temed ultimately did turn to wine. So kana meiser, it works. The transaction works. The money goes to chulin, and it's not does not still have the status of my sheni money. You don't have to use that money again to buy food in Yerushalayim. You already did that. My time, because gloy muslim lafreya de piruhu, because now it's a gloy muslim Afraid that it was a fruit the whole time, and therefore it's perfectly fine. Tosos points out from Rabbi Baravua to Muchach that when we said the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum is b'shehichmitz is lavdafka, meaning he's saying that the machlok is not when it's actually hichmitz. The machlok is when it was sofo lahachmitz, that it was destined to become yayin. As long as it was sofo lahachmitz, that's good enough. So says Gemara, but wait, elamas nisin dekatani. Our Mishnah that says that temet shehichmitz could be purchased with meiser sheni money sounds like only if hichmitz in, lo hichmitz lo. Only if it was actually hichmitz does the meiser sheni money go to chulin because you've actually purchased yayin with it. But if it was not actually hichmitz, it sounds like it retains its original kedusha. So sounds like if the temet is that even if the temet is no longer around and we're not able to tell if it was hichmitz or not, then the money would not be the schalal. But according to what Rabbi Baravua is saying, that a temet that ultimately is hichmitz, we see that it's meiser. So why would we assume it's not mischalal? Dilma ishafke have a machmitz. Maybe if the temet was drunk right away, and now I don't know, what would it have been? Wouldn't it have been? Maybe we should be choshesh that had you left it around, it would have been machmitz. And since rov tmadim generally are machmitz, so if you don't have it in front of us, l'chora we should follow the rov, and we should assume that it was going to be machmitz, and therefore the meiser sheni money has been nischalel on this temet. So what you see from our Mishnah is that even when temet is sofa lahachmitz, kolzman that it's not actually hichmitz, it's not considered a pri, and the Maaser Sheni money you spent on it will still have the status of Maaser Sheni money and will need to be used for food. So this is the kasha on Rabba Bar Avuha, that it seems against our Mishnah. Two answers. Amar Rabba, so Rabba gives the answer that when it's not in front of us, the money is nischalel, because we assume in a chanami that the temed was hichmetz at the end. Our Mishnah didn't sound that way. Our Mishnah was talking about where you didn't sell all of the temed. Kishashir menabukos velo hichmetz. We're talking about where you kept some of the temed to monitor and see what happens. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where it was not hichmetz. The little bit that you kept was not hichmetz, and therefore you know that what you spent your Maaser Sheni money on was really just glorified water, because that's why your Maaser Sheni money is still Maaser Sheni. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you don't have to say that. I'm just talking about where you kept a little of the temed in a kos and it was not hichmetz. Even in a case where it was hichmetz in the end, our Mishnah holds calls man that it's not hichmetz yet. It would have a din of water, and if you buy it before it's hichmetz with Maaser Sheni money, the Maaser Sheni money remains Maaser Sheni money. Isn't that against Rabbi Bar Avuha? Yeah, but Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Our Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that even when something is a pri, if it looks like water, it has a status of water. But it's a machlokas. Where do we find that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that something that actually is a pri, but if it looks like water, it has a status of water? It's not a Mishnah in the seventh parak of Mikvaos. It's made famous at the beginning of Maseches Makos. So Shloshes Lugin Mayim Chaser Kortav. We have three lug of mayim that is missing the kortav. So 2.9 lug of mayim, let's say, shenafel l'tochan kortav yayin, and a little bit of wine falls in to be mashlim the three lug. Marein kemare yayin, and it looks like wine. The whole mixture now looks like wine. V'nafel l'mikvah, and that mixture falls into a mikvah. Lo pasluhu. That's not considered three lug of water falling into a mikvah, so it does not pasl the mikvah. Shloshes lug mayim chaser kortav shenafel l'tochan kortav chalav marein kemare mayim. Let's say you have three lug of water, 2.9 lug of water, and you're mashlim to the three lug with milk, and now because it was milk mixing with water, it doesn't change the color so much, so it looks exactly like water, v'naflu the mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah, lo psaluhu. That does not passel the mikvah, because end of the day, you don't have three lug of mayim. So if you didn't have three lug of mayim that fell into the mikvah, it will not passel the mikvah. So it could be medayik, that in a case where you don't have three lug of mayim, it was always chaser kortav, it's not going to passel the mikvah. But three log of mayim, if you add the full three log of mayim and a kortav of yayin falls into it, then it will passel the mikvah, even though it looks like yayin. But if it started with actual three log of mayim, that's going to be enough to passel the mikvah, even though when you mix some yayin in, it looks like yayin. Rabbi Yochanan Uri Omer, hakol holich achar hamara, that we don't look at the three log that fell into the mikvah based on how much water that three log has. We look at what the whole three log looks like. So if you have three log of mayim she'uvim that had a little bit of yayin that fell into them and goes into the mikvah, it does not pass through the mikvah because all of it has a din of yayin right now. And if it was three log chaser kortav, and you had a little bit of chalav that fell in, and it looks like mayim, even though you didn't start with three log of mayim, it's going to passel the mikvah, because it all has a din of mayim, because we follow the mara. So it turns out that the machlokas between the Chumash and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is about two cases. Three log of three full log of mayim that a kort of shel yayin falls in and falls into the mikvah, according to the Chum, the mikvah's puzzle, because in mitzius you have three log of mayim, whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the mikvah is going to be kosher because it looks like yayin, and we only care what it looks like. And the other case that they argue is if you have three log, less than three log of mayim that gets mixed with chalav that falls into the mikvah, according to the Chachamim, now they're going to be mekel that the mikvah is kosher because you don't really have three log of mayim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri will say the mikvah is going to be pasul because you have something that has the halachic status of three log of mayim because it looks just like mayim. So lavam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, lavam Rabbi Yochanan basar chazusas linon. Don't we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri looks establishes the halachic status of something based on how it looks, and the milk that mixes with water and looks like water, therefore has a din of three log to pasul the mikvah. So when it comes to temet as well, we should follow how it looks, and therefore the time of our Mishnah holds that temet that was not hichmitz has a din of mayim and will pasul the mikvah. And if you bought it with meiser sheni money, the mekach is not going to be chal, even if ultimately it's hichmitz, because right now it's dino kamayim, because time of chazusa dahai mayaninu, because its taste and its look before it's hichmitz is like water. So now we answer the Gemara's kasha that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that we look at the mara, that we are only interested in how it looks. But Rav Nachman holds like the chachamim, that we're not interested in the mara, we're interested in what is it really? What's the mitzius? And therefore, chalav that looks like water is not mitztarif to pasul the mikvah, and likewise, temed that will ultimately be hichmitz, even though right now it looks like water, I don't care what it looks like. If it's hichmitz l'basof, you see the mafreya that it was a pre the whole time. So that's the machlokas, that the machlokas tanaim. Now, we said, according to Rav Bar Avua, the Chum and Rabbi Yudah and the Braisa only disagree about Temed Shehichmitz. But Temed that was not Hichmitz, everyone would agree is not Chayiv and Meiser. Right? If it never really turns to wine, everyone would agree it's not Chayiv and Meiser. So now the Gemara says, Upliga de Rabbi Lazar. That which Rabbi Bar Avua said, that the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yudah is only about Temed Shehichmitz, but Temed Shelo Hichmitz, everyone would say it's Potter from Meiser, is against Rabbi Lazar's explanation of the machlokas. Dama Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar says, Hakol modim shein mafrish nolav b'makom acher, that everyone agrees that you cannot be mafrish on temed, mafrish maisos on temed from other temed that you have, because even Rabbi Yudu's mechayiv and meiser is only mechayiv misafek, that maybe the temed will be machmitz, and therefore if you take from this temed on that temed, maybe one of them actually is asid lahachmitz and is therefore chayiv and maisos, and the other one's not asid lahachmitz and is therefore patur and maisos, so you're being mafrish min hachayiv al patur min hapatur al chayiv, and therefore that's not going to work. So therefore, when even if we're going to say that you have to be mafrish from the temed, from itself, you cannot be mafresh from other temed, elim kein hichmitz, unless the temed is hichmitz, and then you know that it's for sure chayiv and maisos. If you see that it's been hichmitz, then you know for sure it's going to be chayiv and maisos. So kasavr, so blazer holds below hichmitz machlokas, that if it's low hichmitz, that's where the machlokas exists between the Chum and Rabbi Yudah. But temed shehichmitz, everyone holds it's chayiv and maestros. So we see that Rabbi Bar Avua disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Bar Avua said that the machlokas was dafka by temed shehichmitz, but if it was low hichmitz, everyone agreed that it's potter. Whereas Rabbi Lazar says just the opposite. Low hichmitz is where there's a machlokas. If it's hichmitz, everyone agrees chayiv. Va'ad kan lo mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda. And when Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take maestros on temed shelo hichmitz, that's only elamine ubei. That's only to take the maestros from itself. But you cannot take the maestros from other temed. Dilma asila frusha minachiv al pater minapater al chiv, as we explained, because maybe this temed that you're being mafresh on is really chayiv, and the temed you're being mafresh from is not really chayiv, or vice versa, and that would be problematic. Okay, the halacha is that Adam and Kalim that become tameh, you bring them to the mikveh and they become tahar, but ochlun and mashkim don't have tahara b'mikveh. You can't tovel food or mashkim. Nevertheless, mayim has its own separate status. If you have mayim that became tameh, you can't just you can't be metired in a mikveh, but you could do what's called hashaka. You could be mechaber the mayim to the mei mikveh, and through that it becomes tahar. So if you have let's say some potable water that is good for drinking, problem is it became tameh. So what do? You put it in a kli, you dip the kli in the mikveh till there's just a little bit of touching of the mikveh water with the good water. It won't ruin the good water, but it will be metayer the good water, and now you'll have tahar water on your hands. However, shar mashkim don't have this din of hashaka. If you have yayin that's tameh, you can't put it in a kli and have hashaka with the water of the mikveh. That doesn't do anything for you. So once we discuss temed ad shelo hichmitz, it has a din like mayim, and misha hichmitz, it has a din like a pri. So the Gemara brings another din that's tali on whether the temed is hichmitz or not. So tan rabbanon ha temed ad shelo hichmitz, temed before it's hichmitz, before it turns into yayin, mashiko b'mayim, you could do hashaka said, you could be retired because it has a din like mayim. Misha hichmitz, but once it's already hichmitz, ain't mashika b'mayim. Then you cannot do ashaka on it because it has a din of yayin. Amar Rav lo shanu el shetim du b'mayim tahorim v'nitmeu aval tmei meikara lo. So Rav says an unusual chiddush that the Chum and the Brisa only said that that you could do ashaka on temet shelo hichmitz if it was temet first while it was tahor, and then it became tamei. The mayim in the temet became tamei afterwards. Then you could do ashaka. But if it was tamei mayim and then you made it into temet, then ashaka does not work. So Azal Rav Gaviyam he beikos. He repeated this teaching in front of Ravashi, this chiluk between whether it was tamei before or not tamei before. He said, "Maishna tamei meikara tilo. Why is it that if it was tamei before, that ashaka doesn't work? Tamrinan, I did demay yakiri shachni tatai. It must be because water is heavier than wine, so the water sinks to the bottom of the kli, and upira kafi mileel, and the fruit floats on the top. V'lokasalklu ashaka b'maya, and therefore." This mixture of wine and water, you're not really doing ashaka. You're doing ashaka on the wine part, not on the water part. Well, ihachi, but by that same token, tahorim ulbasov nitmunami. Why do I care when it became tame? It should be the same. Meaning, we're describing a physical feature. So, physical feature of water is that water is heavier, and the wine content is lighter, so that goes to the top. When we talk about tamei and tahor, when it became tamei, that's a metaphysical feature. So why should it matter? So Ella must be that we have to say mevalbali, that the yayin and the mayim really mix well together, and the ashaka really is happening. Well, how can I mevalbali? Well, then it shouldn't matter whether it was tamei before or after. It meaning manavshach. If you hold that the wine and the water are kind of separated from each other, so it's separated from each other whether it become tamei before or after. And if you hold that they're all mixed together, then they're all mixed together, whether it became tamei before or after. And the Gemara just leaves it at that. Rava had this chiddush that it makes a difference when it became tamei. The Gemara says that makes no sense because when it became tamei is a metaphysical discussion, and it seems to be that the whole issue is about physicality, is about whether there is an actual ashaka on the mayim content of it. So therefore, it makes no sense. So the Gemara doesn't do anything to try to normally you expect the Gemara to try to answer for Rava. So what the Gemara didn't do, the Rishonim did. So Tosa says that Rava holds that it's true the mayim and the yayin are misarev, but since it became tamei on its own, it needs hashaka on its own as well. Meaning, had it become tamei altogether, so the hashaka is going to work altogether. But since if the water had become tamei before it was temed, so it became tamei as an independent entity, so therefore it's going to need hashaka as an independent entity, which is now an impossibility because now it's all mixed, the wine and the water together. Okay. When a father has rights to sell his daughter as an amivria, as an amivria, so ein knas. The father does not have the rights to any knas that she gets from someone taking advantage of her, because the Torah is only mechayev someone to pay a knas to a nara or older, and the father can only sell a ketana. So v'kol makom sheish knas ein mecher, and if she's old enough that there's a knas payment, then there's not going to be any rights for the father to sell the daughter, because he cannot sell his daughter when she is a nara. So Amar Rav Yudom Rav, Zo Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, Aval Chacham Omrim, Yesh Knas Malkom Echad, that there is some overlap. Titania, Knas Mibasa, Ketana Mibasa Yom Echad, Ve'at Shetovi Shtei Saros, from when she's born until Shtei Saros, Yesh Lemechad Ve'en Leknas, father could sell her, but there is no knas. Mishtavi shtei saros, hachiti boger. From then until she becomes a bogeres, yesh lo knas v'yin lo mecher. So then she gets knas, but the father can no longer sell her. Divrei Meir. That's like our Mishnah said. Shei Rav Meir omer kol malkom sheyesh mecher ein knas, kol malkom sheyesh knas ein mecher. However, v'chachamim omrim ketana mibas shalosh shanim v'yom echad hachiti boger yesh lo knas. She already starts receiving knas when she's 3 years old. So knas ein mecher lo, does that mean the father loses the right to sell her when she turns 3? No, ema af knas makom echad, that there's actually overlap from the age of 3 until the age of 12. So there's knas and mecher. Next mishnah, kol makom sheish miun, when you have a yesoma katana whose father and brother gave her over for marriage, because mother and brother gave her over for marriage because the father's no longer alive. So kol zman that she's not a gedola, she can say that she's not interested in this husband, and she can leave without a get. So if she's at such an age that she could do that, ein chalitza. So if she requires a chalitza, she's too young to do a chalitza. You need to have shtei saros in order to do a chalitza. Kamok m'sheish chalitza, if she's ready at a physical maturation age that she's eligible for chalitza, well then ein miyun. Well then she doesn't have the ability to do miyun anymore, because miyun is only for a katana. Amr v'idom rav, zodiv rav meir. That's rav meir that holds that the two are separated from another. The chamol that there is an age that overlaps where you have me the ability to do miyun and chalitza. Titania and Masay Abbas Mimenes, till how old could she do miyun? Atshitavi shtei saros, until she has shtei saros. The Rameir, Rabbi Yudomer, Atshira Shachar Lavan. It's older than that. It's when there's much more hair over there that she could still do miyun. So you see, even when she's old enough that she could do chalitza, she can still do miyun. Next mishnah, kol makom sheyesh tekiyah. Any day that they would have to blow a tekiyah to tell people stop doing malacha, well then ain't avdala. You don't say avdala. Meaning on erev Shabbos, when it goes into Shabbos, they blow tekiyahs to let everybody know stop doing malacha. You don't make avdala from erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. You say kiddush, not a havdala. Kol makom sheyesh havdala ain't tekiyah. Whenever we're going to say avdala, you're not going to have a tekiyah. So yom tov shchalios erev Shabbos. Let's say yom tov falls on a Friday, like we just had. So token velo mavdilin. You'd blow a tekiyah to let people know that that up until now you've been doing malacha sochal nefesh. Shabbos is coming, no more malacha sochal nefesh. So we blow tekiyos for that, but we do not say havdala b'motzai Shabbos. But if the yom tov falls out on a Sunday, well then mavdilin. Then we say havdala, but velo token. We do not blow a tekiyah when yom tov comes in, because there is nothing that that was mutter on the previous day that's now going to become aser on the next day. Whatever you weren't allowed to do on Shabbos, you're certainly whatever you were allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. There's no new malacha that becomes aser. Ketz and Mavdilin, what is the nusach of the Avdalah on Motzai Shabbos when that's going to be Yom Tov? So Mavdilin Kodesh LeKodesh, Rabbi Dosa Omer Ben Kodesh Chomer LeKodesh Akal. So Machlokas, either Mavdilin Kodesh LeKodesh or Mekodesh Chomer and Kodesh Kal, to let it be known that Shabbos is more a more Chomer Dika Kedusha. Say Hechi Tokea, how would they be Tokea when Erev Shabbos was a Yom Tov? Meaning, if it's, it couldn't be the same exact kios that they would blow when it's a regular Erev Shabbos, because it's a different transition. So I'm Rav Yudah Tokea Umaria Mitoch HaTkia. They blow the Trua while the Tkia is still going on, without any hafsik whatsoever. Rav Asi Amar Tokea Umaria B'Neshima Achas. That they do the Tkia and the Trua in one Neshima, but Rashi says, but with a slight Amasha Hu hafsik between them, which is an important Chiddush. That Neshima Achas means one breath, still a drop of a hafsik. That's important, because if you hold that Shvarim Trua is supposed to be B'Neshima Achas, even then it's supposed to be the Mishnah Berurah writes with a very brief pause. Iskin Rabbi Asi Behutzal Kishmaite. Rabbi Asi paskind that they do the Tkiyah on Erev Shabbos Shchal B'Yom Tov, Tkiyah Trua B'Neshima Achas. So Meisvei, they ask Yom Tov Shchal Yos B'Erev Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, token V'lo Marien, you blow a Tkiyah, not a Trua. My love, V'lo Marien Klal. Doesn't token V'lo Marien mean that you don't blow a Trua at all? So look, Rabbi Yehuda Mitarz Tamei, Rav Asi Mitarz Tamei. Each one will answer based on how he understands. Rabbi Yehuda Mitarz Tamei, Lo Marien Bifnei Atzma, Ela Mitoch Tkia. You don't blow an independent Trua. The Trua comes Mitoch Tkia. Rav Asi Mitarz Tamei, Lo Marien Bishtei Neshimos. When we say Lo Marien, it means not in two breaths. Ela B'Neshima Achas. You do the Trua in the same breath as the tekiyah. And then we said about Matzai Shabbos. When Matzai Shabbos, when there's a Yom Tov of Matzai Shabbos, we do a Havdalah, but not a tekiyah. And the Nusach of the Havdalah was Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, or Ben Kodesh Chamur LeKodesh Kal. So Hecha Amarla. Where do we say this Nusach of Amavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh? Meaning at which part of the Bracha? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Bechasimasa. At the end of the Bracha of the Havdalah, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. But at the Psicha of the bracha, hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol bin or l'choshech, it remains bin kodesh l'chol bin or l'choshech. It's not bin kodesh l'kodesh bin or l'choshech. V'chein omer Rav Nachman b'chasimasa. Rav Sheshes prays Rav Yidi omer af b'psichasa, even at the beginning of the bracha, hamavdil bin kodesh l'kodesh bin or l'choshech, because the chasima is supposed to be me'in the psicha. It's all supposed to match with each other. But V'lesachav say, we don't pass like that. We say in the psicha, hamavdil bin kodesh l'kodesh, and then in the psicha, hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol, and then in the chasima, hamavdil bin kodesh l'kodesh. Rabbi Dosa Omer bin kodesh chomer l'kodesh akal. That is, you identify the Shabbos as the kodesh chomer and Yom Tov as the kodesh akal. V'lesachav say, it's a bizayin to Yom Tov to say such a thing. Amr Rabbi Zeri, Yom Tov shchalios be'emtza Shabbos. If you have a Yom Tov in the middle of the week, Omer hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol, bin l'choshech, bin yisrael la'amim, bin yom ha'shvi'i l'sheis yimei ha'masa. Even though it's a Tuesday, right? You say, bin yom ha'shvi'i l'sheis yimei ha'masa. My time, why is that? It doesn't match what you're experiencing. Well, seder havdalos humana. You're just listing off the various havdalos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. You're not necessarily describing your personal experience. So, adron lecha kol shoftim, b'Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new parak, parak ha'shochet. Have a great day, everybody.